And this investigation needs to be focused not on a permit. Not on no permit, because it wasn't about the permit. That's not the issue. It wasn't about the arrest. That's not the issue. Arrest. It's about the battery. Getting beat down, man. People had their kids there. I had my kids there. And it started off. I was right there. I was on the sidewalk. And it was the classic racism. The first mild-mannered black guy got grabbed. That's why I was on the sidewalk. That's why I knew it was going to happen. I fought myself for not telling them, man, stay home in fear. Don't come out here and stand up for nothing you believe in. Because it's going to happen, and it did happen. I went to the park afterwards and said this at the park, and the police told me I had to leave the park. I said, why do I have to leave the park? I didn't participate because I said so. It's that attitude. What the police had, that's where it stems from. Instead of saying, maybe we overreact, it's do as I say. It don't go like that. They changed the whole focus. This ain't what SDS wanted. This was a peace march. That's what this was, a peace march. About getting the troops on. Right. We've had to focus on this other mess to protect ourselves. We still about getting the troops on. And then yesterday in the city council, I hear some crazy philosophy talking about it might have been a case of some young police not ever experiencing a protest and some young students first time protest. These are some very experienced students here. Some of them been to Pittsburgh to the G20 with me. Some of them been to DC. And just about everyone was here March 19th and many other activities. So all the focus is on the wrong thing. The battery, man, it was unnecessary. And still, I want to say at the end, bring the troops home.